This is program number LW2190. America. It's been called the melting pot. Why? Because people from all over the world migrated to this continent, stretching from sea to shining sea. Hi, this is Larry West. Between 1815 and 1860, 1.5 million Germans crossed the Atlantic to become adopted Americans. Let me tell you about one of them today. Henry Tallhouse was a German who came to this country, but for some reason, he hated the old world, and that's what messed him up. He owned a little delicatessen, and he made no secret that he was anti-German. He put up a little sign in his restaurant saying, "No foreigners are served here." He wouldn't allow his family to associate with foreigners. By all means, he wouldn't let his little daughter Elizabeth play with any foreign children. Well, when Elizabeth grew into young ladyhood, he sent her off to college. And Henry was so proud, he told his customers, "She goes to college only mit Americans. She was trained to have nothing to do with foreigners. And when she marries, she will marry an American. And her children will be third-generation American. Understand that?" he said. Third. Well, meanwhile, Elizabeth met and fell in love with a man named John Smith. Now, it just so happened that this young man was the son of a Cherokee Indian chief named Fire Eye Eagle. John was tall, dark, and handsome, and even though he spoke very little, he spoke wisely. After a while, Elizabeth decided it was time to introduce John to her parents, so she invited him over one Sunday afternoon. He knocked at the door of Henry's delicatessen. Henry looked through the window and turned to his wife and daughter and said to them disgustedly, "One of them foreigners who don't know that delicatessen stores are closed on Sunday." But John knocked again. "Lisby," Henry said to his daughter, "you go and tell him." Well, Henry watched her, let him in. It made him furious. "Who is this man, Lisby?" he yelled. "What business comes he here, I ask?" "But, Daddy, quiet down. It's a surprise," she said. "This is John Smith, the man I'm going to marry." Well, Henry was shocked. "What? Marry this man? This man a foreigner?" "But, Daddy, listen. He's a Cherokee." Well, Henry apparently didn't know what a Cherokee was. "A Cherokee," he said. "A Cherokee marry my daughter?" "No," he said. "You will marry an American." Well, what someone said one time, I think, fits Henry Tallhouse to a T. They said, "You wouldn't know truth if it stared you in the face." Anyway, you know what John Smith, Fire Eye Eagle's son, did? He shed his white man's clothes right there in front of them and did a war dance for them. And it wasn't until then that Henry, who was usually slow in getting the point of another man's argument, got this one all right. He found out who the American was and who the foreigner was, too. 2 years went by, and Henry one day was seen all over town proudly exhibiting the picture he had just gotten of a little half-breed. "That's me grandchild," he said, "a real American." You know, prejudice is blind. Prejudice can't see the things that are because it's always looking for things that aren't. Oscar Hammerstein once said, "I think probably the worst thing parents ever do to children is teach them to hate, to teach them prejudice." He said, "You wouldn't ever find a parent willing to give poison that would make his child physically sick, but teaching a child to hate, teaching him to have prejudices, makes him mentally sick, and he can stay mentally sick all of his life." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Doesn't that include the white for the black, the black for the white, the Chinese for the Mexican, the German for the Indian, and so on? I am so glad, personally speaking, that God so loved the world. I am so glad that the only color that matters to God is the red blood of Jesus Christ. I have a Bible study course that talks about Jesus and how he is our motivation to love our neighbor as ourself. This Bible course is yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.